Welcome to Let's Talk Socials, the social media podcast that helps service providers to level up their Instagram game and become more confident at it. In this podcast, you learn about the latest updates and trends in the social media space and get a glimpse into my life as a social media manager and coach. Let's get started. Let's Talk Socials. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Socials. Ever since Reels have been launched in summer of 2020, yep, I know, Reels is almost turning 2 years old, very exciting. They have become a very, very popular format on Instagram. To give you an idea of just how popular Reels are at the moment, I looked up a few things and found some pretty interesting statistics. For example, in the first quarter of 2022, Reels have made up more than 20% of the time that people spend on Instagram. And if we have a look at Facebook, which has now also had Reels for a few months, although not as popular or prominently featured as on Instagram, already 50% of the time that people spend on the platform is spent by consuming video content. I think that is a pretty considerable share of time that people spend watching videos, right? And if I think about myself, the content that I mostly engage with on Facebook are either posts from friends, but to be honest, I have the impression that nobody really posts that much on Facebook anymore. Tell me if this is just something that I experience. I don't know. I just think that a lot of my friends are not really posting on Facebook anymore, but let me know if you have a similar experience. But when I'm on Facebook, I either read articles from online magazines or newspapers, or I watch funny videos, basically. The rest of the time I spend in groups, so I would say from my own experience, I see the 50% as quite a realistic number. Obviously, there are always going to be people who only consume video content, just as there will always be people who don't watch a single video because they just don't like watching videos. So this is obviously an average, but let's get back to Instagram. Another study that I found says that 91% of active Instagram users watch videos on Instagram at least once a week. So pretty much everyone, I would say, right? Again, maybe you aren't the biggest fan of video content, but these statistics suggest that the majority of people actually do enjoy video content in some way. So it's very much about finding the right content that your audience will enjoy. Another reason why Reels should be on your priority list right now when it comes to content is because it is on Instagram's priority list. I mean, it's definitely not a secret that they are pushing out Reels and new features for Reels much more in the last 2 years because they want to keep up with their biggest competitor, TikTok. If that has not been reason enough for you to embrace Reels just yet, let me give you one more nugget of information that might just convince you to hop in front of the camera and record your first Reel, or well, to improve the Reels that you have been making so far. That works as well. In a recent study by Later, which is a social media scheduling platform in case you didn't know, they have found that in the last 3 years, the average Instagram feed post engagement rate has dropped dramatically from around 5.5% for carousel posts to about 2.5% if you're lucky. Now, obviously, engagement always depends on the niche and on the size of the account as well. But in general, they have seen a decrease in engagement. And if I look at my clients' accounts, this is something that I can unfortunately also see in the data. Interestingly enough, the only thing that has remained rather constant, if not increased, is engagement on Reels. In fact, in their study, Later say that they have seen a 500% increase in engagement since they have started making Reels on their account. I mean, what? That's crazy. Clearly, they have a big team, multiple people are creating Reels for them and, you know, managing their social, so it's a completely different ballgame. But the data does suggest that Reels get more engagement than feed posts in general. And as we know, the more engagement a post gets, the more likely it will be shown to other people who could be interested in it. So more engagement is good for us because we will probably also get more reach from it. Now, I think I've made it pretty clear that Reels are here to stay and that video should be part of your content strategy in one way or another. But a lot of businesses are still very scared or even reluctant to a point to embrace Reels. And you might be one of them. Mostly when I talk to business owners who haven't done any Reels yet, it's because they're either not sure what videos they should be making, or they are intimidated by the editing process or the fact that they have to film themselves and actually be on camera. Others might have seen bigger creators or Instagram gurus have videos go viral, and when they post their own first video, they get 12 views and they're very discouraged then and don't want to try Reels ever again. I've seen those people as well, unfortunately. I don't want to say that Reels are an easy form of content to make. It really depends on the type of Reel that you're wanting to create. But in general, the more you practice, the better you're going to get. Now, in this episode, I want to give you a head start and tell you a few mistakes that I see businesses make when it comes to Reels, so that you can skip ahead and avoid making them in the first place. These are all mistakes that I frequently see on Instagram that will cost you views and that are the reason why your Reels aren't as successful as they could be. The first mistake I see is that you don't know where Reels fit into your content strategy. This is probably the biggest mistake, because if you don't know what role Reels play in your content strategy, you will end up filming, editing, posting, and then not seeing any results at all. Reels are a fantastic tool to reach new audiences. When Reels first came out, and basically ever since then, Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, has emphasized that they want to help you to discover new content and people that you aren't following yet, in general on the platform, but especially with Reels. Reels are one of the priorities of Instagram right now, so it only makes sense that they have the main focus of showing you new people. If you scroll through the Reels tab, which is in the middle of your main feed at the bottom, you will see that 90% of the content is from people that you aren't following yet. So keep that in mind. I see a lot of businesses use Reels to announce an event that they're doing in 2 days, or to nurture their audience, which is something that you would do further down in the classic marketing funnel, in the consideration and then conversion stage. But Reels are very helpful in the first stage, which is the awareness stage. This is something that I go more into detail in one of my new masterclasses that you will find on my website pretty soon. It's going to be all about content, and it's going to teach you a much more structured way on how you can approach the content creation process, and it's going to make it very easy and especially also more effective for you. That being said, Reels are really good for that top of funnel activity, so that people can discover you and give you a follow. If you have a look at the Reels tab and you scroll through the videos, you will also see that the follow button is very prominently positioned so that you can immediately follow someone after you have watched their Reel. And once someone follows you, or well, later on in the funnel then, you can work on converting them into followers. But first you have to get them on as a follower. That's the first thing that you need to understand. Reels are really good at attracting new people to your page. I have to add a little disclaimer at this point, because if you don't have a clear content strategy in general, then you might end up attracting a lot of spam followers with your Reels. That's unfortunately a negative side when it comes to Reels. I've had a few Reels that, well, got a good amount of views, and often they attracted people that weren't in my target audience. Now, I personally like to remove them then, because I know they will never actually work with me anyways. And I like to take it as a learning opportunity as well to improve my next reel. But I just had to include this disclaimer here, because I've also heard from other people in the social media niche that have had similar experiences with rather spammy followers that have come through Reels. That being said, Reels still a fantastic tool to grow. The second mistake I see businesses make is that they upload videos that are not very high quality. I'm talking about grainy videos, dimly lit videos that were probably taken in a very dark room, or later on in the evening, or against the sun, or sometimes even shaky or blurry. We all know, you know, these kind of bad quality videos, right? The thing is, the algorithm will always boost videos that are high quality over those that aren't. I'm not saying you should go and buy yourself a fancy camera and all the filming equipment that, you know, professionals use. But if your camera only lets you record very grainy videos, you should probably consider upgrading. Obviously, an upgrade might not always be necessary. Sometimes a change in lighting can already make a big difference. I always recommend using a ring light, but if you don't have one or you don't want to invest in one, recording in front of a big window will do the trick as well. You want to place your phone between yourself and the window and then look towards the window to be fully enlightened and have a good quality video. Another tip, if you record with your front camera, the quality will always be less good than on your main camera, at least on most phones, that is. So if you can, try to record with your main bigger camera and not with your front camera. And then we have one last tip, which is you're only focusing on trends. For the longest while, on Instagram, everyone who was doing reels basically just did trends. But now that is changing. Now, what do I mean with a trend? A trend is a video that uses a particular audio or concept that lots and lots of people recreate for their niche, for their business. Every single week, you will see a different trend pop up. Mostly, they first start out on TikTok, and a few weeks later, they move on to Reels at some point. But to give you an example, this week, I uploaded a video with these flashing lights, and the idea of this trend is to name a few things that people have told you after they heard that, you know, you are a social media manager, for example. So I included some rather controversial things like, wow, people pay you for that kind of job. So that is the idea of that trend. That's what I would consider as a trend. Now, like I said, each week you will have different trends going around on the platforms. And there are also a lot of accounts who just specialize in showing people what's trending at the moment. The thing is, while a trend can be really fun and it can match your niche perfectly, you also always risk being a copycat of someone else. When I scroll the Reels tab, it happens so often that I see the same concept 3 or 4 times in a row with like the same audio, the same text, and while there is a different person in the video, it is kind of the same. If you want to stand out in your niche as an expert on whatever you offer, then blending in with everyone else is just not the way to go. Also, lately, Instagram has focused very much on pushing out original content. So content that nobody else has done before, that is original to your account, and trends are kind of a gray zone here. If you want to play it safe and enjoy that extra push for original content, you should limit your use of trends in your Reels strategy. Now, what's the alternative to doing trendy Reels then? There are lots and lots of things that you can do. I would strongly recommend that you scroll through the Reels tab and try to find content that is not a trend and that you enjoy to gather inspiration from that. I can give you a few ideas as well, because I know it's always difficult to come up with ideas. So what I would do is the following things. For example, you could tell your audience 3 tips that are relevant to your niche in a talking head video. That's how we call it. So you would say something like, do you have issues with this, this, and that? Here are 3 tips on how to solve this problem. You could also record a time lapse of yourself while you're working and add a text to that, something like a reminder or a quick tip as well. Super easy content. Or what you could also do is you could start a series that is relevant to your niche where you give tips on a specific topic. The lovely Carol from The Digital Buzz, which you should definitely check out by the way as well, she has a great account on Instagram. She has a series that is called Run Your Instagram Like a CEO. And she gives tips for business owners on how to run their Instagram like a real business owner instead of using techniques that creators or influencers use. So that would be a really good idea as well for original content, because nobody else has the knowledge that you have. You could also record a few videos, just document your day and put them together into a little mini vlog. You can even put a voiceover on that and show people what you get up to during the day. That works really well. Or lastly, what you can also always do is talk about a new update you've seen in your niche. You can use screenshots for that or remix a video. That's a new feature on Reels as well right now. So that's a great use for original content. Literally, the possibilities are endless if you keep an open mind and if you let your creativity flow. So what I would recommend is to tune down on consuming other people's content, because then you don't really have a lot of room for your own creativity. So take a little bit of a break from social media and brainstorm some things that you could put out there and then start filming. I hope that these tips were helpful, and I really, really hope that you find the courage and motivation to film your first reel after this episode. If you do, I would love to see it. I promise I will be your biggest cheerleader. I will comment, I will like, I will do all the things. So please, record your first reel and let me know if you do. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll hear you next time when it's again time to talk socials.